Welcome to Bass Buzz Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and with us today is an angler who really needs no introduction, and that's Jay Yellis. How are you today, Jay?
I'm doing wonderfully well. Thanks, John, and yes, good to be with you today.
Now, you're up there in Beaverton right now, Oregon, but you're getting ready to head east for the Forest Wood Cup in Atlanta, right?
That's right, yeah. I'm actually flying back tomorrow and going to go get back there a couple of days early to kind of get situated and focused on that event, and we start practice on Saturday, so it's something I've been looking forward to all summer, and it's finally here, so I'm ready to go.
Now, you're an angler who always does his homework. You know, we had the cup several years ago at Lake Murray. That's a blueback herring lake, sort of the same general vicinity of the country. And what have you found out about Lanier from when you fish it in the past and what's going on there right now? Do you expect it to be an offshore bite, an onshore bite? Tell me how you plan to start practicing.
Well, I'm keeping an open mind for this one, John, because Lanier is a phenomenal spotted bass fishery, one of the best in the country, and but it's also a pretty darn good largemouth fishery, although they're overshadowed by the big spotted bass in that lake. But what's interesting about this event is the time of year that it is. It's early August, and August, as everybody knows, a lot of bass fans know, it can be a real weird month in fishing. You know, typically by September, the shallow patterns pick up again, a little fall bite kicks in, and of course, in June and July, it's this summertime, the fish are deep, and all the bait's deep, and it's just some of the best deep structure fishing of the year. And August is kind of, it depends on the year. It can fish like June or July, and it can fish a lot like September. And if you recall the cup that we had at Lake Murray, a couple of years ago, that thing was one, you know, it was one on a topwater bait. Michael Bennett did a great job in that, and they caught his fish on a frog, and it kind of, you know, it was kind of, that was a pattern that was off of everybody's radar, and everybody thought going into that it would either be a structure bite or be an upriver type of bite, and you know, Dave Lefebvre almost won that fishing, finished in second way up the river, but anyway, it was. My point is that August can, you never know what's going to be going on in August on a lake. It's a real wild card month. And so I'm going into Lake Lanier with an open mind, and I'm going to try a lot of things. We've got 4 days to practice, and I've got a lot of things mapped out that I want to check, and a lot of different patterns and areas I want to look for and look at and practice. And of course I'm going to be, you know, fishing anywhere from top water to, you know, 30, 40 feet deep, drop-shotting little Berkeley power worms and stuff. So it'll be an interesting tournament, and I think there'll be a lot of different patterns that will produce, but what the winning pattern is going to be, you know, nobody knows what that is right now. We're just going to have to go out the week of the tournament and figure it out. So I've got a bunch of, you know, frenzy poppers and jerk shads and, you know, all kinds of Berkeley hollow bellies ready to go. A swim bait bite could win the thing. You know, you just don't ever know. Those clear water lakes that are full of herring are notoriously good swim bait lakes. So we will see what happens.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, you've had a lot of success on the hollow belly. And Mike Iaconelli this year did real well in the Classic on the ripple tail shad, basically swimming a grub.
Right.
Those are some baits we haven't, you know, the ripple tail is something we haven't seen a lot of this year. The hollow belly, maybe we've seen a lot, but people are keeping it kind of quiet. With the blueback, with their nomadic nature, with the probably necessity to have to run and gun and maybe go from school to school and things like that, do you see those winding type of baits as being strong, or are you thinking it's going to be more a shake and drop shot type of deal?
No, well, it'll be a, both of those will work. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of which is going to produce the better quality fish. You know, typically your winding type baits get the better bites in the summer over worm bites. And so, you know, winding baits, I'm referring to, you know, top waters, crank baits, swim baits, that sort of thing, spinner baits possibly even. And so that's usually what you get your better fish on. And, but like you say, the nature of blueback herring, a lot of bass fans don't have blueback herring in their home lake that they fish, and they're extremely nomadic. compared to a threadfin shad. And they're really tough for a 4-day tournament. They're really hard to follow because the fish follow the blueback herring, and the herring are always on the move. And so it's a very challenging situation to stay on top of those nomadic spotted bass that are following the herring. Cause I mean, it's anybody's guess where they're going to be tomorrow, even if you catch a big bag today. So that's a big challenge. You know, of course the threadfin shad tend to live up the rivers more on Lanier, and they're more dependable. You find some shad in an area today, they're going to be there tomorrow and the next day, most likely. And so it's, but there aren't nearly as many shad as herring. So we'll just, we will see. And the big spots tend to live down the lake. From mid lake down, they don't live up there as much where the threadfin shad are. And I can't see this tournament being won just strictly on largemouth for 4 days. This guy's going to have at least to have a mixed bag, and possibly, you know, all spotted bass to win the tournament. So it'll be interesting to, you know, guys are going to. This is a different type of lake than we have ever had a cup on or a classic. You know, in the past, we deep, clear water mountain lakes are just, we've just never fished one in August for a championship event. So it's not in August anyway. And so we'll see what happens. I'm really, really excited about this. I love tournaments like this, as opposed to tournaments where we go back to the same lake the same month year after year, you know, and people tend to know already what's going to be the winning patterns will be. And so I like the fact that the nature of the event is just wide open, and you know, it's the type of lake, and the time in August is going to be, the guy's just going to have to really fish well. It's whoever, the guy that wins this will be the guy that really has the best practice in tournament. And, you know, doesn't matter what kind of help you have from local guys or pre-fishing or whatever for an event like this, because it's, the fish will be changing daily, and especially the nature of those blueback herring, they're going to be on the go a lot. And the guys, I think, is, you might know where some brush piles are that can be, that might pay off dividends 2-3 days in a row, but you're going to have more than that, I think, to win. And you know, maybe some topwater fish and some different things that are, and it's just going to be on a daily basis where that's going to happen. You just nothing you can be able to count on. So it'll just be going fishing, and whoever does the best job of just being in the moment and catching those fish where they are today, the day of the tournament, is just, that's the guy that's going to win. So I'm really working on that kind of an approach, and keeping an open mind and just going on fishing each day.
Well, there's 78 guys trying to find the winning pattern, Jay, and you're one of them, and we certainly wish you luck, and we'll catch up with you next week during practice and as competition begins.
Sounds good, John. Hey, thanks for the time, and you have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Jay.